Taking his name. Call back. Your name back.
Sometimes it's hard to, you know what Baba's will is, or if we're trying to do Baba's will, sometimes, I mean, personally, I don't exactly feel overwhelmed with Baba's will, you know. I mean, I feel like it's myself.
Don't use the word, don't use the word his will. His will is prevailing over every other will and everything. You can say Baba's wish, you can say it. Because his will, no amount of your resistance to his will be done.
Mm-hmm.
You can't resist
it. I see.
You follow?
There.
So it's there. So his wish, you can call it. So that's where he distinguishes between his wish, where you have the display of obeying his order. His will, there's no question of obedience. His will means it has to. It is before he wills that the thing is done, you see. Be and it was. There's no scope for our obeying him at all. You
so
understand?
You just try to guess what his wish is? Or how do you go about that?
No, it's not guessing what
just
his wish
what
is.
Just think what we're trying to
We have read so often, he has asked us to, the way of life that we should live, the way that we should think, the way we should speak. All that is there. He has told us so often. So we know from that we can gather so many things. But that's how we try to emulate, live, walk in his footsteps. That's abiding by his wish.
I've heard a lot of people say when they're faced with a problem and something is going right, they ask Baba what to do. And then Baba tells them. And I've never been able to figure out how to hear him telling me when I ask him to. Is there any way to do that?
To be fair and truthful, Debbie, I haven't heard him say anything. But I have heard people say so, what you said just now. But I know nothing about this. But one thing is definite, that he does guide, he does say things in the sense, saying means not the word to be heard by the ears, but I have heard people say that I have heard. Yeah. With the gross ears they have heard. There are, and I have heard people saying before Baba also, there is another story I'll tell you. But what happens is, to hear that voice, there is a thing called voice, no doubt about it. But then, just as now we are sitting over here, we are creating so much noise by our own talk, our own jabber, you see, that the clock is ticking all the time. We don't hear it at all, although it is ticking all the time. But now, keep quiet, let us hear the voice, let us hear the tick-tock. So we just keep quiet and try to listen. And sure enough, the voice is heard. The tick-tock is heard. You see? So likewise, if you still your mind, not in the fervor or anxiety or in wanting to know, what his answer is, you'll never hear it. Just keep yourself still, leave it to him, rely upon him totally, be still, and sure enough, the voice is heard. This is what I've heard. You follow? Because the person who leaves it entirely to him at the time when he's totally helpless and he wants his aid and help. So it is not, how do you know that it is his? It is for us to put this, interrogate such a thing. But the one who has put a total reliance upon him, even though it be generated out of his own mind, when he realizes that it is his, it becomes his. Follow? It is like that. Because he totally believes and allows himself to be led into believing that it is from him. And it becomes his. that. Then it becomes, we make it his, we make it to be his, although it may not have been, but our reliance itself makes it. So that's why that faith of a baby, faith of a child, faith of the innocence is so powerful that it becomes his wish, it is his will. Yeah, if we, but what happens is, it is. But what happens, we put a spoke in it and call ourselves, we think. I am thinking, will it be his will? Then it is not his will. Allow him to think it is his will, but we are thinking. But then we put a spoke and says, I am there, in between there. So then what happens? There is the turbidity in that. And we don't see, there is the obstruction, and we don't hear. And all that we see is turbid, you see. All that we hear is distorted, voices, distorted sounds, you see. And that's what happens. Because we are there, we have put a spoke, we have put a spoke of ourselves in. And the continuity seems to be disturbed of the flow of his will. And that happens every moment of our life because we breathe. That I'm saying that I am breathing. I am there. How can that be? Don't sell me that rap. You know. How is it possible? I can't take by it. It's I am the one who is there. Go ahead. Yeah, it's you. You are there. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. Is there, it's always here speaking. How can it be Baba? Sure, that's true. It is here. But indeed, at the root of it all, it's his will. It's his will that is flowing through all in creation. But the assertion of my being, instead of assertion of his being, is the conflicting. What do you call it? Is it conflicting element, point, whatever you call it? Dadi, mani tari sath baat karo mangi thay gi baat. અરે મની જંગુને પેલો બેગ આપવાની હોય તો આપી હશે કે બેગ લઈ જાય જંગુ બિફોર આઈ ટેલ યુ એક્સક્યુઝ મી આઈ વિલ આસ્ક યુ વોટ હેડ હેપન્ડ ડેબી આઈ ટોલ્ડ યુ દેટ ઇઝ અ સ્ટોરી દેટ કમ્સ ટુ માય માઇન્ડ રીમેમ્બર દેટ અબાઉટ ધ વોઇસ હે સો વોટ હેડ હેપન્ડ વોઝ દેટ ધેર વોઝ ધીસ ઇઝ અ બાબા સ્ટોરી ઓલસો નાઉ ધેર યા શી ઇઝ વેરી હેપી અબાઉટ ઇટ ટુડે સો શી હેઝ અ ક્વેશ્ચન ટુ
Just questions about Baba at this time of Baba Prashna. So, you know, this is as good as anything else.
Okay. So what happened is that there was a lady, an Indian from Nagpur. Fine person. Whole family loved Baba. And her father was the advocate of the town, Nagpur. Advocate, you know what an advocate means? Lawyer. Lawyer. So the whole family used to come to Baba and all that. So sometimes they'd come to Ahmednagar. Sometimes Baba would go to Nagpur, the town, we'll see. Or sometimes close by some new town, they'd come there. And at any given opportunity, naturally the one whose heart is yearning for him would seek an opportunity to be with him. So that's how they could frequently contact. So, We were aware of it. They would come every now and then. Now what happens is, this girl has grown up, she has become a young lady, not married yet. And she's well educated. So Baba, she comes on her own now. Even if her father, parents don't come, she runs. She travels and comes and all that. So one day Baba asks her, she says, what are you doing now? What are you doing now? an Indian lady, girl who is grown up now, she ought to get married. Naturally, it's but common sense. So Baba, instead of saying, well, by this time you should get married, what are you doing now? He doesn't say that. He says, well, what are you doing nowadays? What are you doing? What are you doing? Something? He says, yes, Baba, well, I am employed by the government telephone exchange. Oh, that's wonderful. So you have learned that? He says, yes, Baba, I am at the exchange now, telephone exchange, government telephone. That's good. So you like the job? Yeah, it's very good job, paying, but one thing I don't like. What is it? Baba, you know, we have to be on the ships. And my ship sometimes, when it's daytime, it's all right. When it is average time, it's all right. But what happens is that when I'm let off at 2 o'clock in the night, midnight, and telephone exchange is far away from my place, I have to go through, well, what do you call, the streets and even negotiating her house. She had to pass through some, what do you call, quiet places, you know. So there are difficult elements, you see, men, they are there, prowling there and all that. So I don't know, I haven't come across, but naturally sometimes when I read in the paper that a woman has been accosted, woman has been done this or raped and all that, I'm frightened by it, very much frightened about it. So Baba says, why are you frightened about it? This is because what happens is I have engaged a rickshaw man, and I can't go on cycle like that long distance, 5 miles from my place. So I have a rickshaw, you know, not this rickshaw that you find, motor rickshaw. There is a cycle rickshaw also. You have seen in places. So here in India we have those cycle rickshaws. So I sit there and he's my man. I can rely upon him because his wife and parents are with me, working with my father. So he rides and gets me back home. He waits at the exchange. So then Baba says, but why are you afraid? Am I not with you always? Yes, Baba, you are always with me. Again, the same question. Always with me, but I don't see you. I don't feel that way. I get frightened. You know, that's how the talk would come in presence of Baba like that. Baba says, but all right, if you don't see me, I'll call out my name at the time when you get frightened, when the time of emergency. Call out my name. You'll know that I'm with you. You'll know I'm with you always. Just this casual remark, all right, call out my name then, at the time. So she heard this, nothing much was said after that, and then he changed the topic, where is your mother, what is your father doing this, and it's forgotten. 2-3 years pass by, she comes again, and then again nice happened, a nice talk and all, everything is forgotten about that episode that is there. One after, this is the 5th year now of her employment there. What happened? Now this time Baba goes to Nagpur and we hear the story from her in her own house. And she greets Baba and meets Baba, and Baba is very happy to see her and all that. And then I still remember saying that, Baba, truly, you always answer our call. You are always with us. I said, yes, I am always with you. I always answer you. So then, he said, what happened? I was there and I was familiar with her, just as we are with all of us. All said, what happened? Mm-hmm. In presence of Baba also we do that. What happened? That's how she tells us the story. The story is that, well, one night I always had that fear. She tells me that, you know, I always had that fear and all that. But I remembered Baba having said that, call out my name and I'll be there. So what happened one night? We were going there, and my rickshawala tells me, bye means lady, there is danger. I hear some voices. You know, solitary places, going there at midnight like that, and in the dark, you don't see anything, if there is no moonlight or anything. But then you hear, it's, yeah. So I hear something. I say, what is it? Something is there. I feel I'm frightened myself. She says, go fast. Then she says to him. And then sure enough, he says, yeah, bhai, I'm seeing four people there in the culvert. You see, in the dark also, the person can begin to see. White turbans and all that. There are four there. You know what a culvert is? There is a road. There is a little bridge there and a bridge. So there are four persons there. So as soon as she heard that there are four men there, means finish. She's going to have a heart attack now. So immediately when she heard that there are four people there, so she started shouting, Baba, 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 like that, you see. She was frightened. So as soon as she started, Baba, Baba, so the voice comes, you see. Yeah, I'm here following you. I am coming. Oh, she heard, yes. Not only she heard, the rickshawala hears, and those four people. So she is shouting and he is driving faster. So she is shouting, Baba, where are you? She says, I'm coming, I'm there. Likewise, those four people ran away from there. She also saw them, thinking that there are people behind her. I'm coming, I'm there. Just like that. She heard that. So there are these voices. When you totally rely upon her faith in that, but you don't get that faith, you don't get that reliance unless you are in the fire itself, you see. When you are lost, then there is no way. Even little straw is enough for you to go in for some support, you see. So then you cultivate that total reliance. That totality comes at the time when you are sinking. But it is to be cultivated to be all the time with her. This is very difficult. And this happened. This is the story from her own mouth that we hear. Yes. Konne? Fred. What was that? Now tell us. Loudly.
Yearly annual vacation, it had gone to some place near Mumbai. And there was some one Moroccan excursion from that place. They went to some mountain side, not too long. And there was some tower like thing. It was very picturesque. Mm. And they were just sauntering there and looking into things. And Fred said he was about to enter.
Inside the tower.
That tower-like thing, the door was open, he was about to push it and go in, see what was inside. And he distinctly heard the sound of a voice saying, don't enter.
He heard the voice. I didn't know that. When you become mine, I am already yours. There's no hurry, Esther. What happened is, this is another story which is akin to it but in a different light. It is about one's great longing to see our old man, the ancient one. Now, what has happened is that we are in new life, traveling on foot. And we are like, what do you call them, you see? Not mendicants. Nobody would take us to be mendicants because we are a bit, we had not lost our way. Because it was just a couple of months after starting on new life. But what do you call that? Persons. Huh? Yeah, wayfarers, but I would rather say vagrants. Yeah. So we were there, and different types of peoples, men, women, animals, different nationality, different religions. Suppose if I am an American Indian and Dara is an I am a Zoroastrian from England, America, and he's a Zoroastrian from England. That's a different nationality. I'm English and he's American and all that. But even the physiognomy and everything is different, you see. So Mohammedans are there, Hindus are there, Parsis are there, Christians are there, and so forth. So what is this? People wonder, why are we like this? What are you all doing here with this animal and all that? And at that time, in 1949, the situation in India was not that happy and peaceful. There was turmoil amongst the pocket states that were there. So naturally police is alert about it. And every time we would go, we would be called for interrogation. And naturally Baba will go, I have to go, and face the volley of questions and all that sort of thing. And we can't say the whole truth, but we can't say falsehood too. It is like that. A sort of a compromise between truth and falsehood. Once it so happened that we are engrossed in at some certain place, and Baba had given me a duty, I think it was Baidul and myself, we both were there, Baidul and myself were there, we were sent a day ahead at a place to go and find out, I think about 400 poor families. And not only that, but give them each a ticket, a sort of a something that would entitle them to contact, to come to Baba and have the benefit, whatever the benefit would be. So we were going out, all the more we became suspicious in the eyes of the police. We are entering this house, from here we come, go there. What are they doing? Are they instigating people? Are they inciting a riot? What is this? So some people in plain clothes, you see, would follow us, and we didn't know anything about that. And eventually we were reported to the head office. Our activities were reported to the head office, and Baba was to come the next day for the program. He was following us, and when Baba wants the program to be done, we have to be very careful. No amount of call from the highest authority would ever budge us from our duties. So we knew about it. So now what has happened is that I receive a call that, well, you are wanted at the head office there, in that city. So I said, I have got most urgent work over here, and I will be able to come later on. Not now. I'm very busy. I'll attend. I know. I'll come. And of course, the constables left me, giving me just verbal intimation. And I continued by Badul and myself. Now, last minutes are there, you see, collecting 400 of them, taking them to the grounds and this and that, and all this is going on. So they had already interrogated me. The police had already interrogated me, but they couldn't find out anything, so they had reported to the police chief. On the surface of it seemed that we are doing some philanthropic work. But what are they doing, going to the houses like that? Can't they summon 400 poor people like that? But we have to interrogate, ask them their state of life, how they are, can they pull on and all that. So that's how we became suspicious. I said, I refuse, I can't go, because my party is coming and I am expecting them any moment, and I have to be with them. Till such time this important work is finished, I won't be able to attend. Tell him, I'll come in the office in the evening. So what happened is that Baba came. Baba said, is it all right? Everything fine? I said, yes, everything is arranged and all that. So he sat down, washed the feet of the poor people and presented them the gifts, you see, and as he would give to each one the packet, it's not the packet, the money or something that was there at the time, and says, take this and oblige me. It's a gift of God, and so forth and so on. Everything was done. Again, in the meantime, they're seeing all this and they come and says, well, the head, the chief wants you immediately. I said, no, I can't leave the place. If he wants, he can come and see me now, because from here I'll be going to the dark bungalow, and from there, after leaving the party, I will come to the police office. I won't be able to come now. It's not possible, because I am in the midst of an important work that's going on over here. So they reported the matter. They went back again. And then what has happened is, now Baba has come. Baba has finished the work. Now we are going to the dark bungalow. As I told you, you know what a dark bungalow is, I told you. So we are there. Baba is now relaxing and all that. And I said, Baba, since this morning the police people have been pestering us, you know, and they are interrogating and wanting me to go for further interrogation. So I have to leave. I have to go. I have told them that I'll be coming. So Baba says, where are you going? Where will you be going? I said, to the headquarters, police headquarters. He says, wait for some time, we have just come, just take some little rest and then go. So all right. We had not eaten also. You see, we were all the time busy. So I just washed my face and all that. And then what happened is that I hear a jeep coming, police jeep. Jeep, you know, and the police jeep comes, and constables alight under the stand and salute, because the officer alights from the jeep. He says, where are these people? They are staying here. So he's the one. And I look at him, and he looks at me. Says, Baba is here? I said, yeah. Oh, you all were there, but these people informed me that some strangers have come. I said, yeah, we do look like strangers. So, Mane, you are transferred here? He says, yes. And I was wondering, how will it be possible for me to again have his darshan? Because he used to come every time, you see. And he has been transferred some faraway place, and how is it possible for him to meet Baba? I said, so what are you doing? You are trying to follow Mehr Baba here? What are you trying to do? Why have you come? To interrogate you, naturally. So, can I have a little glimpse of Baba? I said, well, just come and first of all, do your duty, interrogate me already. And we are friends. And that's how he fulfills, you see. So what happened is that he comes inside. The police people are wondering what has happened. All of a sudden there's this transformation. He was very rude to them. Find out, go deep into the matter. What is it? And then he comes. So he sits there. I go to report Baba that Mane has come, Baba. And he's the police chief of this place over here. He is the one who had sent word for interrogation. And he's surprised to see me here. So if you wish, he can see you for a moment and then leave. Baba permitted. And Baba said, look, I am in new life. You have not to bow down. You know that. So I said, yes, I know. Where are you? Where are your family? Have they been brought here? So he again brought back the family. He asked permission. The same evening he again comes, brings his family and children. In new life, mind you. When he doesn't see any of his old ones. But such a thing happens. The one who makes the law can also break the law. Under such circumstances, Mane, Inspector Mane, M-A-N-E. And Chair Inspector Mane became the police officer. It was in Andhra, I think. Because of the police disturbances there, something was there. His services were, I don't know, lent there. What had happened, I don't know. It was on the border of Maharashtra, though, not too far from. That's a Razakar, but I would not teach him. Why don't you ask? No, where is that? Adi Kamne, please come. Give. No, but wait. All right, come. See, come later. Adi. Yes, of course. You know who he is?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I met him.
Where? In the States?
Him?
Huh?
Yeah.
In the States?
At the Pilgrim Center.
Only at the Pilgrim Center. Do you know him, Larry?
I just met him here.
Well, here they have toured the States and all that. He is from Pakistan. He is one of... He is one of what we call the oldest ones, you see. A lover of Baba, slave of Baba, whatever you call it. He's one of us. So he has got many stories. You have met him, did you ask him to tell you any story about him? Did you ask him? Why don't you all do this?
Minu has been talking to us lots. Yep. Telling us stories all at every meal. After every meal.
You're right, he's the man for stories.
So now it's this man's turn.
And my wife, not me.
No, come on now.
So careful.
Anything that you think. Just a little. See, Joe, Pilar is super. Immediately she's laughing and all that or something. Any good story. Any occurrence, anything. Good son. Who died? Story of your son who died.
Oh, no.
It's all right, doesn't bother me.
What? What happened?
It was a Saturday afternoon, and all of us were at home, every one of us. We had our lunch, and see, our flat is, we have two rooms on the ground floor, two rooms on the first floor. So I had two children, two sons, and the second one was a very mischievous one. So after lunch, everybody was there. He just finished lunch. And he got up on top of the window. And there was a curtain with a wooden railing. So he leaned on the railing. And the railing broke. And he just fell from the first story on his head. And within minutes, it was all over. We took him to the doctor right away, this, that, but it was all over. And that was the time when Baba had given us this 24-hour job.
Repetition of Baba's name.
Without break, one after the other, you have to take over. So his body was just brought to the house. And it was my time. So I told Rhoda, I said, don't let anybody touch the body. I mean, they bathe him and put him away, then nobody can touch the body. So I said, don't let anybody touch till I come. I went up to the room, started my job. My time was over. When Rhoda came over, she knocked at the door.
To relieve?
It was her turn. She took over. Then Minu saw that lots of people, you know, relatives and friends had collected. So then he came up and told her, I will take over from you. You go down and attend to the child. They bathed them and drove them and all that. So she came down below, Minu took over. And the usual ceremonies. He went through.
After the job was over?
Yes, after. He carried on as usual.
But then the
credulity
has story.
Hmm?
There is a credulity has story.
And this was in Sitara. When Buddha came over to Sitara, just to see Baba.
Yes. And that's another story.
No, the same story.
Yes.
What was that?
See, Rodha went to Sitara. And Baba was there, and he called her for a Rahul Mandli and nobody else. So he made us sit. He said, you sit there, I'm doing my work. You watch me.
So Rodha was watching his wife.
Yeah. Was watching Baba. Tears trickled down her cheeks. Baba said, what are you crying for? He said, no, Baba, I'm just looking. He said, I'm very beautiful. When I was young, I'm old now. I'm not that beautiful.
Baba said that?
Yes. And he says, there's lots of crying for you to do. Save it, he says. And then all of a sudden, after some time, he turns around and asks him, if I want one of your sons, will you give it to me? Rodha was so happy, he wanted it for the mandi or something, she thought. Of course, Baba. And the talk was over. And this happened after a year or a year and a half. So then it struck us what Baba meant, will you give him to me? And he willingly gave it to me. It was his to take. In the aarti, we say, tum rahi tum ko lautana. What can we give but return yours? Whatever is yours, we return to you. We have nothing to give. And one thing, after my second son's, the son's death, I noticed that we became very much closer to God. I don't know why or how, but it's there. I've noticed it, I've still remembered it.
Yeah. So that's his story. What's your story?
My story? I can't compete with that.
Can you give yourself up?
Give myself up? Mm-hmm. I like to. It's pretty hard, though.
Yeah.
No, Baba had come from the States with his plaster on his legs. He called us at the airport to meet. And Rodha took Mehrwan. Baba petted him.
When he,
eldest son. When she took homie to meet him, he just said this, he never touched him, he never pet him. Baji, it also comes to you later on.
Yeah.
No, at that time, you just don't give it the palm.
He didn't touch him.
No.
He just said, both the children were
there. Mehrwan was older.
What is?
Age, don't ask me. Well, I don't know my age, how can I tell you this?
But he said he was coming to him. He must be coming to him. He said nothing.
He patted.
No, at that time at the airport he said nothing. He just patted the older one and the younger one.
Let's say fine, this, that, he never touched him. Lots of years before.
He must be a baby, then Homi must be a baby.
Ah, yes, yes. Sir. 1.5 or 2 years old.
Ah, he must be a baby, young.
That was an incident.
That moment.
That incident. It came back like a flash to Rodha. Because she was the one who had taken the children to Baba.
Naturally, mother would want that Baba should fondle the child. Baba's usual way would that you take him on the lap and play with him and do this and do that, jostle. But he said, oh, that's good.
Oh, yes. Bhajya Papa.
Homi looked more like you. Homi.
You behave like me too.
Who knows who is Homi also?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, he said, will you give him to me? That means he must have taken him then.
Yeah, yes. That is an indication, but we in our ignorance.
Yeah.
Think whatever suits us. We always take it that way. Whatever we like or whatever suits us, we interpret it that way.
Who's that? I think that was very kind.
And what about you? You are drowning?
See, Eraj and Pendu had come to Karachi on a vacation when Baba had gone to the West. And they had to do their work also. At the same time, they would have a little vacation. So I said, would you like...
You afforded a vacation. Huh? We had not come for a vacation. Pakistanis are always like that.
So he said, let's go to the club. So it was a boat club. I said, would you like to have a night, bro? He said, yes. Okay, so I put on my trunks. And Eraj and Pendu were fully clothed with all the papers, you know, visas and all in the pockets, everything. And we went rowing. All of a sudden, in the middle of this channel, Pendu shouted, water, water, water. Before we could look at the water, the boat had sunk. It came so fast. So fast, believe me. Everybody was in the water. So he didn't tell me, look after Pendu, look after Pendu. Turn the boat over. And asked Pendu to hold on to. After a few minutes, Pendu gave such a shout. He knew swimming, but he was so tired. He'd never done it for weeks, and with all those boots and big, big pockets, with canvas-like coats, you know, the water wouldn't get out. The pocket, it was so heavy. He gave such a yell and caught the boat. I said, you just hold on to the boat. We pushed him ashore. It was close by. We pushed the boat. He sat down there. Then was the fun. All the papers were swimming on the water.
Oh, no.
They're all swimming on water. Visas and passes. Believe me, not a thing was lost. We collected every bit, dried it up, and they came back without any loss of papers or anything like that. Everything was floating. Not a thing sank. And the boat, there was another boat club next to us. They were rowing. They saw the rudder was one side, the oars were the other, the seat was... It's all folding. You could adjust it as you want. Those people bought all the boat parts. Somebody bought the oars, somebody bought the seat, somebody bought the rudder. The other boat club. And that's how
that was the end of the boating party.
No, and then there was a big... After a few days, I had a big letter from them. Come and explain your conduct. How did you break up the boat? I said, well, we sank and you asked me to break up. Big laugh.
No, but at that time also you were very anxious to try to save the boat. You remember that? You
saved it.
Those cushions, you tried your best to put them there. You see, they were full of water and all that.
Save it. You whatever
yeah,
we could.
Yeah. 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 These people, you know,
then,
like,
it was a club. So we couldn't walk in like that. So there was a hedge and Minu and my mother and all were sitting on the table. Shh, 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 from outside, right? We started wondering what's the matter. Shh, shh, somebody heard us. I said, come here. I said, this has happened. Go home and get some dry clothes for Penguin. So
he was
all right
because he had changed and got his trunks.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
We went home, got some clean clothes. And then Eraj said, Baba had a similar incident. The urchins.
Yeah.
At Long Baba's house.
Oh, no.